This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
After performing so many great shows, you've been together since 94. You're going to be in amongst a lot of great headliners when you come out. Is there anyone that makes you nervous to meet? Because there's a lot of fans that are nervous to meet you, but surely you've got your favourites as well.
That's a good question. You know, we had the chance to meet Bono from U2 a while back, and that was... We're a little nervous about that.
I'd be a little bit nervous and slightly jealous as well.
Yeah, you know what? We were nervous until we found out how much shorter he was than we were. And then for some reason that made it better. I don't know.
It boosted your confidence just a little bit. What do you ask a guy like that? Did you have much time with him?
No, it was really kind of a handshake and take a picture. And that was about it. But Well, we had plenty of questions for him, for sure.
It's still kind of special. So tell us about what you're planning to bring out to the show here in Australia. It is your debut, as you said. Is there anything you're going to be doing to make it a little bit special?
Yes. Well, we are polishing up our best dance moves. No, I'm just kidding. We may dance a little bit, but we are terrible. So we may make everyone dance with us. That always makes it more fun.
It always does.
We were actually talking about, since it's our first time, we're actually going to pull out some older songs that we have not played in years, but we thought would be fitting for our first trip down to see you guys.
Is there any that you think really draw in a live crowd the most when you play them?
You know, obviously for us, our song I Can Only Imagine is kind of the one that everybody seems to be waiting for. I think we'd get run out of town if we didn't play that one. But off our last record, Generous Mr. Lovewell's song called Move has been a lot of fun for us to play lately.
Now, when you're getting ready for any show, is it a kind of a pre-show routine that the band goes through?
You know, we used to sing the American National Anthem in the nicest echoing bathroom that we could find. We used to do that all the time, but we haven't done that much anymore. Lately, half of us drink as much coffee as we can right before we play. It's not a good thing to do right before you sing, but oh well, we're getting old.
No, it's fine. That's fine. And I think you're very patriotic singing the American National Anthem. You might have to give the Aussie one a go when you come out.
We'll think about it.
You probably have to learn the lyrics for it first.
Yeah, and then if we did it wrong, we would just be ashamed forever.
You'd get in big trouble. What is it about Mercy Me's music that you think really has given you guys such a strong appeal? Because after 8 Dove Awards, Grammy nominations, there's got to be something.
Yeah, you know,